This is those same seven verses from the Common English Bible. Then Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. The soldiers took Jesus prisoner. Carrying his cross by himself, he went out to a place called Skull Place, in Aramaic Golgotha. That's where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a public notice written and posted on the cross. It read, "Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Therefore, the Jewish chief priests complained to Pilate, "Don't write, 'The King of the Jews,' but 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I've written, I've written." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. He never said a mumbling word segues into that passage so well, because Jesus is silent in John's description of the crucifixion. They're again talking about Jesus, but Jesus isn't doing any talking. And it struck me in preparing for, well, this week, this season, the power of the next 8 days, how odd it is that the only thing that really gets the chief priests and the scribes up in arms is the sign. Right? They've been waiting for a Messiah. They've been waiting for a Messiah like the one we hear described in our call to worship in the Psalms. Majesty, power, beautiful, strong, a soldier. They get a guy who rides into town on a donkey, actually on a baby donkey. That's not an intimidating figure now, is it? And they get a guy who comes into town on the time when they are celebrating the last time God told the people who had them enslaved to let my people go, right? They're celebrating Passover, a narrative that comes to us out of the days of Moses and the deliverance of the people out of Egypt. This is not kind of what we imagine as that happy parade of the high school basketball team who almost made it to states, blowing their horns at 11:30 p.m. coming down Carbon. This is closer to a protest march. This is closer to a protest march. This is that march on the wrong side of town that doesn't have the permits and is blocking the interstate. That's what they get. And so we go through that whole week, this whole week we're about to go through, and we get to the end of it, and the thing they're mad about is the sign. And Pilate gives them, to re-quote Pilate in 21st century American teenager, "It is what it is." It is what it is. He's got a sign there that says, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And by the way, everybody who comes by can read it. It's in three languages. Everybody who comes by can read it. And for them, it's done. Because it's done. Jesus is dead. He's been crucified. He's hanging on a cross. He's dead. So really the only thing now to do is complain about the sign. Because people might get the wrong idea about us with a sign like that. For the chief priests, the only significant thing that happened this week was Pilate got the sign wrong. Think about that for a moment. The only significant thing that happens this week is the governor, the Roman governor who just doesn't get it, got the sign wrong. Now, from our perspective, is that the only significant thing that happened this week? So I started thinking about all the stuff that happens this week that is crammed into this 8 days. Palms and processionals and the arrival. Jesus will wash the disciples' feet. He will celebrate the Passover with them in the upper room, reminding them of one of those other times when God said, Pharaoh doesn't win. He gets arrested. That's like kind of a big deal. He gets taken off. He gets interrogated by Pilate, who wants to release him, but the chief priests and the scribes don't want him released. And Peter denies Judas has already sold him. Pilate is a really good career politician. He waffles. I don't have anything to hold him on, but these are my constituents, so I better respond to their needs. I'll give you Barabbas, or I'll give you Jesus. Who do you want? The rabble-rousing bandit murderer, or this guy who teaches in the synagogue? Oh, we want the rabble-rousing bandit murderer. I mean, think about that for a moment. That happens this week, is that the people choose Barabbas over Christ. And then he gets crucified, and I say that all as though it's a quick and easy thing. And he dies. And what I was struck with this week is how much happens. And I started trying to parse it for myself, not on the theological, intellectual level, but on the it hits me in the guts level. What is the most significant part of this week to me? And as soon as I came up with one answer, I was like, oh, but, and I can't, because there's so much going on. And what it comes back to for me is that in the middle of a week where Jesus knows where he's going and he knows what's going to happen to him and he knows what it's going to look like and he knows it's not pretty, he slows down long enough to celebrate the Passover with the disciples. And so for me, this table is really, really important about this week. So I want to flip the script now and ask you, what is it about this week that speaks to your heart and your soul and your gut and your head and your faith? Because you've got almost unlimited choices. What is it about this week? You may not be prepared to answer right now. Maybe too big a question for a spontaneous response. We spend a lot of money as American Christians at Christmas. A lot of money. And a lot of time, and a lot of stress, and a lot of time with family we don't really like. And maybe some time with family we really like. But then this week doesn't quite seem to have been co-opted the same way. This is different. It's quieter. It's less celebratory. There's nobody breaking into your house down the chimney. There is something different about this week. And as we live it over these next days, I want you to consider just what is your tempest in a teapot of this week that is the sign for the chief priests and scribes. What is it that grabs your attention and does not let go in this week? Tell the story, hear the story, read the story, live the story, and listen to the part that grabs you. To God alone be the glory this day and forevermore. Amen.